Millions around the globe have supported the call to bring back our girls, the more than 200 kidnapped girls in Nigeria. They're still being held by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, nearly 3 months after being abducted. Now, a very special person is adding her support to their cause. Malala Yousafzai, a teenager who was shot and nearly killed for supporting girls' education in Pakistan. Malala is in Nigeria to campaign for the girls' release. Our BBC colleague Gavin Lee is in Abuja covering the missing schoolgirls' story.
I've spent the last few days trying to work out whether they are all still alive, whether they're together. Remember, there have been various reports to say they've been splintered off, suggestions that they've been sold across the border into Chad and the Central African Republic. I spoke to the government's anti-terrorism coordinator. I asked him, Mrs. Mike O'Meary, exactly where they are, exactly how many of them are there, and are they well? And we're told that, according to intelligence, the government says that they are all alive, they are all together in a huge forest, the Zambeza forest, of an area twice the size of Belgium, in Borno State in the northeast. There are approximately 219 of them, he said. The difficulty is that there have been more kidnappings that they can't count because they haven't got enough of a government presence in this part of the country. And there are three provinces in a state of emergency because of the threat from Boko Haram. And so they believe that there are possibly more than that. And just to rewind 2 weeks, 63 girls jumped off the back of a truck, managed to escape when they were being taken to the Zambezi forest. So the likelihood is there's more than 219.
And of course, the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, has not met with any of the relatives of these girls, or from what I understand, the girls that did escape have not been questioned. But I want to switch to Malala for a second. Malala met with Goodluck Jonathan today. What happened at that meeting?
Well, she didn't pull her punches with the president. She, I think, has achieved more than that many would have expected a 17-year-old to achieve. She, clearly shares a similar story with this girl. She was targeted by the Taliban in Pakistan, who tried to eradicate education for girls. She was shot at point-blank range and survived. And she went into a meeting. She only left a short while ago at the presidential complex with Goodluck Jonathan. She told him, she says, the government had been silent for too long, that something had to be done. And quickly, now he has publicly promised to do two things this afternoon. Promised to do everything possible to bring them back alive as soon as possible, and promised for the first time to meet finally with the parents of the kidnapped schoolgirls. This, as you pointed to, has been a real rubbing point for a lot of people in Nigeria.
Now, I want to play a little clip of Malala. She had a message for Nigerians today, and let's hear what she told the BBC.
And if you want to fight for your rights of education, you have to raise your voices. Your voice should be your weapon. You should fight through your pen and through your voices. There are some groups who are raising the voice of the girls and saying, bring back our girls. So we should continue this campaign here in Nigeria, and we should ask the government to take action as soon as possible.
Gavin, do you get a sense that Malala's visit to Nigeria is putting the government there under pressure to do more, whether it's to consider a prisoner exchange? I know that the Boko Haram is asking for that. Is it ratcheting up the pressure on the central government to do more?
I have it on very good understanding that this is uncomfortable for the president. The spotlight has been on him to make some pledges. Now, clearly, he hasn't gone into detail about what they're doing, and it's probably worth saying what else has happened overnight. Boko Haram, its leader, Abubakar Shekau, giving this new video, mocking the social media campaign, Bring Back Our Girls, saying it should be about Bring Back Our Army, a reference to the rhetoric by some other Boko Haram militant leaders, saying that there'll be a ransom for these girls. They want to see a prisoner swap from the jails in Nigeria. The president didn't mention that today, but my understanding from asking the government spokesperson is that all options are on the table, in the knowledge that I think military action alone could be too dangerous. As yet, though, despite the public PR from Boko Haram, the government claims they are not willing to talk directly.
You met a 12-year-old Nigerian girl named Patience, who you tweeted something she told you. What was that?
Well, it's quite incredible, because I've travelled around Abuja over the last few days. I went to a particular school called Camp Life, where I was sat in a class and the girls were talking to me. And I asked Patience a little bit about what education means to her. And she was explaining to me just why it is so important for Nigerians to get education. There are 10 million people here, it's estimated, girls that don't get an education. I also asked her about Malala.
She was shot and she recovered. She would fight for girls' education and she would help girls.
She said that she is willing to fight for us. She has shown that she believes we are all sisters, it doesn't matter what country you're in. And because she's a fighter, she's been shot and survived, she believes she will make a difference. And clearly, I don't think people were expecting her to do much today other than public statements. She has at least got two pledges out of the president.
The BBC's Gavin Lee is in Abuja. Thanks so much, Gavin.
Thank you.